Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
You've never never turned me away. Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through. And there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Walking in your presence is where I wanna be. You said in your word, you said that you would lead me. Yes, I love you. Oh, I really love you. I'll go anywhere as long as I know you'll be there. Those nights that I was afraid, I stood on the promises you had made. The way that I act, sometimes I am ashamed, but you never turned me away. No, no, no. Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through. And there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you.
Nobody knows me.
Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through. And there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you.
Of the mercies I have known, I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. No other words to tell you than to say God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood through it all. God's been good. Replay, and I can see I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt His arms around me as I faced my darkest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as His grace rolled down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood through it all. God's been good. my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is, but the best way I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood, yes, through it all. God's been
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? weeping for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.
There's a story in the Bible about a city God had prepared that a man could run to when he found himself in trouble, a time of great despair, fleeing from the one who sought his life. And there outside that city, he cried to the keeper and asked if he could enter in. For there he would find safety. Yes, God had made provision, a city of refuge for him. Condemned from the fall of man, I was bound in sin with a debt to be paid. God cared for me, and on Mount Calvary the foundation was laid. And on the cross Christ stretched out his hand, that mighty gulf he spanned, and bought my liberty.
sun. He is the city of refuge for me.
And one day I ran
to that city of refuge. Though guilty I was, I found shelter in the blood He shed for me. I was condemned, but God showed mercy, and on Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me.
You're listening to Songs of Praise.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me.
On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing,
oh sing, oh sing of my Redeemer.
With his blood
he purchased me,
On the cross
he sealed my pardon,
paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh
sing
of my Redeemer. With his blood
he purchased me,
On the cross
he sealed my pardon,
paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing,
Of
my Redeemer. With his blood
he purchased me,
On the cross
he sealed my pardon,
paid the debt and made me free.
So bright.
world just keeps spinning faster than it ever seemed to before. We read every day of disaster and wonder what else is in store. But we can close our eyes and sleep at night, knowing that in the clear morning light, oh, the Bible will still have the answers, and God will still be on His throne. He will still pour out sweet blessings and hear all the prayers of His own. The Spirit will still be our comfort, and grace will still flow from Calvary's hill. And no matter what may come tomorrow, Jesus will love us still. Without the Lord, we'd surely worry about all the trouble around. But there's a sweet rest in His mercy, knowing He won't let us down. And through uncertain days, His word remains. So we hold on to things that will not change. And God will still be on His throne. He will still pour out sweet blessings and hear all the prayers of His own. The Spirit will still be our comfort, and grace will still flow from Calvary. And no matter what may come tomorrow, Jesus will love us. This I know, I am sure. The world may be shaken, but these things endure. And God will still be on His throne. He will still pour out sweet blessings and hear all the prayers of His own. The Spirit will still be our comfort, and grace will still flow from Calvary. Tomorrow, the Spirit will still be our comfort, and grace will still flow from Calvary's hill. And no matter what may come tomorrow, Jesus will love us still.
Jesus, You are changed. as I let you reign supreme within my heart.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
We're missing out on the good life, according to men of degree. We're missing out on life's normal pleasures by standards of worldly beliefs. They say we're too narrow, we should learn to just let go. We're all missing out somehow. But when I think of their claims and the pleasures they name, well, I'll admit I have missed out.
I've missed out on the heartache of living my life in sin. I've missed out on the sorrow of facing the world without Him.
And I have no regrets for things that I've missed, 'cause down deep in my heart the truth was and is,
every day that I live I thank God for what I've missed.
This world is concerned that Christians are missing out socially. They say that our stand and the book in our hand, it's not right politically. They call our conviction religious addiction. They claim that we're all turned around. But we cannot deny one thing they got right, it's true. We have missed out.
I've missed out on the heartache of living my life in sin. I've missed out on the sorrow of facing the world without Him.
And I have no regrets for things that I've missed, 'cause down deep in my heart the truth was and is,
every day that I live I thank God for what I've missed. I've missed out on the heartache of living my life in sin.
I've missed out
on the sorrow facing the world without Him.
And I have no regrets for things that I've missed, 'cause down deep in my heart the truth was and is,
every day that I live I thank God for what I've missed.
And I have no regrets for things that I've missed, 'cause down deep in my heart the truth was and is,
every day that I live I thank God for what I've missed.
We need wisdom, we need power, and true love for each other. We have had so many big but empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Bring your people to a state of kingdom life. Restore your church again.
Touch your people once again with your
precious holy hand. We pray, let your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church, not for temporary deeds, but to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch your people once again.
Lord, you see your tired servants and your broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross as the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Restore your church again.
Savior, all the day long, all the day long. Jesus gave his life for ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name.
Salvation has been brought down.
Oh, glory, praise the Lord.
Blessed Lord,
salvation has been brought down.
From heaven go and shout and shout
and shout and tell the world around.
Oh, preach it and
tell it today.
To people in sorrow,
tell it today.
And tell it tomorrow.
Preach the word of God that we might win a shining crown. Tell the Lord, salvation is full and free.
To sinners spread
the news and blessed news all over the land and sea.
Go teach it and
tell it afar
in every nation.
Tell it afar
all over creation.
Praise the Lord,
the
blessed Lord. Salvation has been brought down. All alone without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises, sweet victory can be found. Praise his holy name.
Salvation has been brought down.
Oh, glory, praise the Lord.
Blessed Lord,
salvation has been brought down.
Heaven, go and shout and
shout and shout and tell the world around.
Go preach it and
tell today.
To people in sorrow,
tell today
and tell tomorrow.
Preach the word of God that we might win a shining crown.
Heaven,
tell the Lord, salvation is full and free.
To sinners,
spread the news
and
blessed news all over the land and sea.
Go teach it and
tell it afar
in every nation.
Tell it afar
all over creation.
Praise the Lord,
the Lord.
Blessed Lord, salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land. In bright glory land, blessed glory land. I have trusted in his love and now I am heaven bound. Praise his holy name.
Salvation has been brought down.
Oh, glory, praise the Lord.
Blessed Lord,
salvation has been brought down.
From heaven,
go and shout
and shout
and shout and tell the world around.
Go preach it and
tell it today.
To people in sorrow,
tell it today
and tell it tomorrow.
Preach the word of God that we might win a shining crown.
Tell the Lord,
salvation is full and free.
To sinners,
spread the news
and
blessed news all over the land and sea.
Go teach it and
tell it afar
in every nation.
Tell it afar
all over creation.
Praise the Lord,
blessed Lord,
salvation has been brought down.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled, The Minute We Got Off Our Knees. Philippians 4:6-8 says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Soon after Remnant Publications began, we realized that if we were going to print large quantities of books, we needed a three-knife trimmer, which can cut the top, bottom, and side edges of a book all at once. At the time, we only had a single-knife trimmer, so we had to trim each book three different times. Besides the extra time it took, the weight that held the book down while cutting sometimes damaged the spine of the book. The single knife trimmer was okay for doing a few hundred books, but But then we got an order for more than 5,000 copies of The Tsar of Ages, Ellen White's powerful book on the life of Christ. We didn't know how we were going to trim all those books. It would take days. Plus, we were very concerned about hurting the books when that clamp came down to hold them. Since it was a book on the life of Christ, we wanted to do a great job. We had a meeting, and I shared with our staff that we needed to pray that someone would give us a donation for a three-knife trimmer, or that God would work something else out. As a group, we knelt down and prayed, "Lord, you want these books out more than we do. We trust in you to provide what we need." About 10 minutes later, I went down into the production area. Greg, the production manager, asked me, "Dwight, have you come up with any ideas for getting these books trimmed?" "Greg," I replied, "God has 1,000 ways to provide for us of which we know nothing. I know He will provide a way. We have to believe. We have to trust Him." Greg and I got on our knees again, and both of us prayed earnestly that God would open doors to make this project possible. The minute we got off our knees, my secretary came into the production area. "Dwight," she called out to me, "Jim is on the phone. He wants to talk to you. He said it's very important." Now, Jim owned a company that sold three-knife trimmers. He had come to visit Remnant 6 months earlier, and I had given him my book, Learning to Walk with God. Jim turned out to be a strong Christian and a kindred spirit. He believed God was doing a special work through our ministry. Jim had earlier given me a price of $60,000 for a used, refurbished trimmer. Normally, it would cost around $90,000. I knew we couldn't afford the trimmer, even at the discounted price, so I didn't think I needed to talk to Jim. "Tell him I'll call him back in a few minutes," I said. My secretary came back a few moments later and said, "Jim told me you won't want to miss this phone call." I returned to my office and picked up the phone. "Have you had any luck getting your three-knife trimmer?" Jim asked. "No," I replied, "but we've been praying about it. We know the Lord will provide." "I want to help you out as much as I can," Jim said. "We can deliver the trimmer to you with no freight charges, and we'll give you 90 days to pay for it." This was an incredible offer, considering that I'd never even bought anything from Jim before. "Let me get back to you," I said. We prayed about Jim's offer, but we felt we shouldn't go into debt that far. We were just a small ministry, and we didn't feel it was God's will for us to overstep our finances so dramatically. I called Jim and told him, "As Christians, we just don't feel we should do this. It wouldn't be financially responsible." Jim responded, "I really appreciate your Christian principles. I haven't met too many people like you who just don't talk about being a Christian, but really live it." About 15 minutes later, Jim called back, again insisting that his call was urgent. "How about this?" he offered. "I've got another three-knife trimmer available. It's older than the one we've been talking about, but it still works fine. I'll ship it to you for free. I'll help you hook it up for free, and I'll let you use it for free until you get the money to pay for it or someone else wants to buy it." "We'll take it," I said. We had already stepped out in faith and printed The Tsar of Ages, so we wanted the trimmer right away. Jim's company trucked it all the way from Iowa and got it to us the next day. We used it for 3 to 4 months for free. It enabled us to finish The Tsar of Ages and many other books. Since we were now producing and selling more books, we were able to purchase a better trimmer. It always impressed me that the minute we got off our knees, the secretary came and announced Jim's important phone call. God loves to answer his children's prayers when we pray seeking his will and the advancement of his kingdom. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 356. The Bible shows us God in his high and holy place, not in a state of inactivity, not in silence and solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of holy intelligences, all waiting to do his will. Through channels which we cannot discern, he is in active communication with every part of his dominion. But it is in this speck of a world, in the souls that he gave his only begotten Son to save, that his interest and the interest of all heaven is centered. God is bending from his throne to hear the cry of the oppressed. To every sincere prayer he answers, "Here am I." He uplifts the distressed and downtrodden. In all our afflictions, he is afflicted. In every temptation and every trial, the angel of his presence is near to deliver. This story, The Minute We Got Off Our Knees, was written by Dwight Hall, the founder and CEO of Remnant Publications in Coldwater, Michigan. You can get information from remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Psalms 119 differs from all other psalms in several ways. First, it is the longest psalm with 176 verses, each part denoted by one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and each of these containing 8 verses. Second, almost all verses mention God's law in some way. As each part is read, the relevant Hebrew letter is pronounced first, indicating the first letter of that part. Let's listen to William Ackland as he reads a portion of Psalm 119 from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Summer. I hate those who don't mean what they say. But as for me, I love your law. You are my hiding place, my protector. My hope centers in your word. Leave me alone, you evil tempters, for I have determined to keep the commandments of God. Keep me motivated to fulfill your word, O Lord, and do not let me depend on false hopes. Uphold me, O Lord, and I shall be safe with you, and I shall always obey your statutes. You cannot save those who turn their backs on your statutes, for they have deceived themselves by going the wrong way. You reject the wicked when refining gold. I do love your testimonies. When I think of your greatness, I tremble and quake, and I am in awe of your judgments. Ion. I have lived justly and righteously. Do not lead me to the devices of the wicked. Go guarantor for your servant for my good. Do not let the arrogant man torment me. My eyes are growing weak from seeking your salvation and your perfect and righteous word. Deal with me according to your love and teach me how to live your statutes. I am your servant, O Lord. Give me an understanding mind that I may comprehend your testimonies. The time has come for you to act, O Lord, for mankind has regarded your law as nothing. But I love your commandments more than gold, even the finest gold. All your precepts show the right way. They have taught me to hate the way of evil. Peh. Your testimonies, O Lord, fill me with wonder, for I am determined to keep all of them. Your word enlightens our minds. It gives wisdom to the simple. I pant for your word, like the deer pants for water, for I was thirsty for your commandments. Look upon this child of yours and be kind to me, as you are to those who love your name. Guide my steps by your perfect word, and let me not be overcome by wickedness. Rescue me from the attacks of man, so that I may keep your precepts. Shine your glorious face upon me, and teach me your statutes. My tears are an ever-flowing stream. Men trample your law under their feet. Sardi, you are holy, O Lord, and your judgments are right. Your testimonies that you have given to the world are trustworthy and the essence of goodness. I am very zealous for your word, for my enemies have disregarded your commandments. Your word has been tried and found pure. I have made it the guide of my life. I am insignificant and rejected, but I will never forget your precepts. Your holiness is everlasting, and your law is truth. I am in trouble and in bitterness of spirit, yet your commandments bring delight into my life. The goodness of your testimonies will last forever. Give me an understanding heart, and I shall live. Cough. I reach out to you with my whole being. Hear me, O Lord, and I will keep your statutes. I raise my voice to you. Say me, Lord, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise up from my bed before the new day dawns and cry out for you to be with me, for my hope is in your word. I lie awake on my bed all night so that I have more time to think of your word. Hear my voice, O Lord, for you love me. Revive my spirits by your trustworthy word. I see evil men are coming closer to me, but they are so far from your law. I know you are near to me, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth indeed. Concerning the testimonies you have given, I know that these are eternal. Resh. Please have pity on me in my trials and save me, for I have not forgotten your law. Be my advocate and my saviour. Give me a new spirit in harmony with your word. The wicked cannot be saved in their wickedness, for they have no interest in your statutes. I cannot count your many blessings, O Lord. Please revive me with your judgments. Those who torment me and hate me are many, yet this does not turn me away from your testimonies. The ways of the treacherous man disgust me, for they are so far from living by your word. Remember how I love your precepts. Give me new life, O Lord, for you love me. Every part of your word is truth, and each one of your righteous judgments is eternal. Shin. The nobles of the land are set against me for no reason, but what amazes me is your word. I rejoice in your word, for in it I have found a great treasure. Lying is repulsive to me, but I am devoted to keeping your law. I praise you seven times each day to acknowledge your righteous judgments. The peace of God is with those who love your law, and nothing will cause them to lose their way. Lord, I am depending on your salvation, and daily I fulfill your word. My heart is fixed on your testimonies, and I love them more than I can say. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for my life is ever open to you. Tav. May my prayer ascend to you, O Lord. Give me a mind that understands your word. Let my prayer of supplication rise up before you and say me in harmony with your word. My lips shall sing your praises, for you have taught me your statutes. My tongue shall also tell of your word, for holiness is the essence of your commandments. Let your strong right hand help me, for I have chosen to live by your precepts. I long for your salvation in my life, O Lord, and I delight to keep your law. Give me that precious thing called life, and I shall praise you. May your judgments help me to live for you. I have wandered from you just like a little lost lamb. So seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.